Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 12th, 2024, and it's 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Thomas Holman?
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld? Roger Hanez? Doug Fabian?
Here.
Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Is here.
And Devin Huff?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Awesome. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 12th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence of Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right, thank you, Scott.
Yep.
First item we have this evening is review and action of the July 2024 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, may I get a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed?
Silent vote.
Okay. Stand approved. Okay, we're going to
make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, we've got a motion, 4 minutes for anyone except the applicant speaking this evening. Could I get a second for that? Got a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 4 minute time limit. Motion carries, is approved. So we're going to move on now to, we have two rezones, public hearing and final vote. Scott, when will the meeting, the county meeting, be next week?
Yep.
Monday. I meant to ask you before the meeting.
19th. 9 a.m.
August 19th, 9 a.m. And just for everyone's benefit in the audience, we are here to review the applications and make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission to approve or deny the application. So that'll be the actual final vote that'll take place for both of these rezones. So the first one we have up is 24-021. For Colin Corey.
Case number 2421, Colin Corey is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the amendment to part of order number 10-17-2022-01 to no more than 20 lots total, to amend it to no more than 20 condominium units total. Those are platted in separate ways, and the order says lots, but he's asking to change it to condominium. So the plat will say units instead of lots. And then he also is including parcel number 17-2.0-04-001-006-004.000 in the order's list of parcels to be rezoned to NR1, Single Family Nightly Rental District. So you guys have heard the rezone request months ago for all of this yellow, and it was contingent. The The commission approved it contingent on platting to 20 lots. This parcel, which is a number of lots, was purchased after that approval, so it's coming through tonight to seek approval because it's part of the plat, which you'll see here shortly. So this is how that parcel relates somewhat within that Glasswater Bluff plat. The plat will look somewhat the same. It'll be the final plat of Glasswater Bluffs condominium if they choose that name. Unless they change any of these units, these will be platted as units instead of lots. Still be single family homes, no change plan for the structures. It would be NR1, which would only allow single family homes. But condominium platting is different than lot platting, and it has to have the declarations that are by state statute required. Thus, I'll let the owner come forward, and I think he's hiding back behind there, and add anything he wants to that.
Excuse me one second before we get started. Scott, the motion that I've got here to read has only got one parcel number. Are there more that need to be read into that motion, or is that okay, just to list?
No, he's just amending the order, which has all the parcel numbers.
Including the new one, too, or?
Well, no, we'll do a new order that has. The order is contingent, him replatting it. If you change it from lots to condominium, then that order still stands.
Okay.
But then that parcel number will be added to a separate order.
Okay.
And I know, I think within your packet, we showed all the parcel numbers.
So we're good just to read this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's the only one that he's asking to change from R1 to NR1 that hasn't already been approved.
Okay.
With the contingency.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Your name?
Thank you, Scott. Colin Corey. Good evening. Thank you for your time. I think, Scott, good job. The parcel that is there, we were in the process of purchasing when we rezoned everything. It wasn't in our possession yet. And so, but Donna Dodd, we bought that from her 6 months or so ago. And so we needed that rezoned with everything else that we're doing up there for the property just to flow. But Scott, as you outlined, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Well, we've seen this one three or four times through the years. So different versions each time. So very familiar with it. So any questions for the applicant directly? Pretty straightforward request.
So you're maintaining all the road?
Yes, sir.
All the common areas?
Yes, sir.
All that?
Yes, sir.
Single family?
Yes, sir.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, let's see. In the audience, do we have anyone that's signed up to speak for or against this application? We've got one signed up. You want to come on up?
Hi, my name is Jessica Christensen. I don't know that I'm necessarily against. I feel like maybe I'm a little bit behind the eight ball here. So my husband and I own Landing View Campground. Scott, we know you. We've worked with y'all. So I guess I'm just trying to understand where we're at in the process because I looked at the staff report. Scott, thank you. Your staff sent that to me. In terms of what is the actual plan? Like, and what do we have a plan? Do we know how many bedrooms these are going to be? Do we know about the parking? Has there been a traffic study? And so I guess those are my questions. Of course, I have a massive investment in this on this hilltop, and I'm not opposed to progress. I just want to make sure that it doesn't hurt my investment or the experience of my guests. And we actually live on property.
So where is that parcel at?
So we own.
The right here. Cleared area there.
Okay. All of that.
And over here, too.
And walk over here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So we own this, and all that up there. So we kind of got it in process. So obviously, the name of our campground is Landing View Campground. We've spent millions. And I just want to preserve and protect our investment. But also, want to make sure that I understand what's happening in front of us, right? In terms of, again, do we have a limit on how high they're going to go, how many bedrooms they're going to be, that type of thing. So houses only.
Yes, single-family homes. And we do have height limits in the 30s.
30 feet.
It'd be like 3 stories.
30 stories.
But that's, I don't know.
30 feet.
We haven't got any built. 30, yeah, 30-some feet. 30 stories. But don't be shocked by condominium. That's only the platting. It's condominium platting of single-family
homes. Okay.
Okay. Still be single-family homes only.
Okay.
If you look at your map, this came through originally.
Right.
160-some-odd lots. All those little
things. I remember. Because remember,
yeah.
It was nightly rental wasn't passed, or maybe we would have bought it. So,
right.
You know, we bought our property contingent on it getting rezoned.
Yeah.
So
then this plat will look the same. Each lot will be then labeled units. So that will be the condominium unit, as you see. So this whole deal will be considered the condominium, and within that condominium unit, they'll build a structure. But it'll be a single-family home structure.
So is there like a max size?
We'll have to have the applicant come back and explain what he's planning to build. But really, from the very start of this project, it hasn't changed. It's just the platting that's wanting to be changed.
Right.
Well, and that's so they can maintain the road and the grass. They can keep it updated, you know, completely mowed. And the owner, they don't have to go chase owners to mow the grass. They do it.
Right. Well, my husband, yeah.
I'm surprised Charlie didn't come.
Oh, Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his communication, I don't know that was all communicated to me.
Yeah.
doesn't matter. So as long as I get an understanding, clearly, like, I just want to be good neighbors but also protect my investment. So I don't have anything else.
And from your investment, your ingress and egress would be a different direction, right?
Yeah, we bought a property to build our own ingress egress because we knew access was going to be such a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Billy. Keep that picture. My house is right over here. This campground place cost me major problem. George, you probably didn't see, but the commissioner, planning, zoning, road, they all went there. They now they create almost 3 foot deep. It's a canyon almost. The water come from there. They asked, actually put the rocks over here, try to, but they leave the couple open. I have a picture, so already, they already got, everybody got the picture. When I try to talk to Tom, her husband, I guess.
Well, Billy, that's not part of the application tonight.
Oh, yes.
Nope, none of that's
not
on
yet.
The,
we're looking at the land at the other property.
This is another property, so.
Oh. We're not going to.
There's nothing on the agenda tonight for that parcel, so we're getting off agenda. Yeah.
But the water situation, how are we going to have that meeting?
We're on a different property.
Yeah, we'll have to meet with you about that another time because it's not on this agenda.
Because they won't take care.
Yeah.
They want to try to keep a good neighborhood, but nothing they're going to take care. Okay, but if you guys have another talk about that water disaster problem, let me know. I can try to.
Yeah, give us a call tomorrow, or I'll be gone tomorrow, but. Call Wednesday because I got a meeting tomorrow, and then I'll give you an avenue for that.
They told me try to build.
Nope, this is yeah.
They try to build the water, but I don't know how they work. But they should have dig the ditch to solve all the problem. But they don't care.
Is there anyone else signed up to speak on this application? You want to come back up?